Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Did you enjoy that session with Dr. Ogo?
Est-ce que vous avez apprécié la petite session avec Dr. Ogo?
He used to be a drunkard.
C'était un soulard auparavant.
Through the power of the gospel preaching.
Et par la puissance.
Look at him preaching
de la prédication.
Like this.
Regarde-le en train de prêcher.
People are going to be changed in your ministry.
Les gens seront transformés dans ton ministère.
I have a new book that is being released, How to Preach Gospel Salvation.
J'ai un nouveau livre qui s'intitule Comment prêcher l'évangile du salut.
110 sermons, gospel, just gospel salvation sermons.
110 messages seulement sur l'évangile.
When that book comes out, make it your favorite book.
Et quand ce livre va sortir, fais de ça ton livre préféré.
And practice preaching gospel salvation messages.
Et pratique, fais le pratique de prêcher des messages sur le salut.
Father, thanks for fire that is on the heads of your servants, flames of fire.
Père, merci pour les flammes de feu qui sont sur la tête de tes serviteurs.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
Sit down, please.
Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Psalm 104.
Psalm 104.
Verse 24.
Le verset 24.
O Lord.
L'Éternel.
How manifold. What's the meaning of manifold?
Quelle est la signification du mot nombreux, manifold?
Plenty.
Nombreux.
Bountiful.
Plein.
Check your dictionary. Don't speak. You may be wrong.
Peut-être tu n'as pas raison. Donc vérifie dans le dictionnaire.
Of many kinds, numerous.
Nombreux.
Your works will be numerous.
Vos œuvres seront nombreux.
And varied.
Et variées.
Having different parts.
Avec des parties différentes.
In wisdom, thou hast made them all.
Avec sagesse, tu les as faites toutes.
I sense your wisdom is multiplying.
J'ai l'impression que ta sagesse est en train de se multiplier.
Now, one of the great wisdom I've been trying to explain to you, you are going to do many great works, and the great works are going to be done through wisdom. Who else did mighty works?
Qui a fait de grandes œuvres?
Jesus.
Jésus.
What did Jesus? What the Bible says? Whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this?
La Bible dit
such mighty works are done by his hand.
D'où viennent ces choses? Et quelle sagesse est-il que cet homme fait de grandes œuvres?
Wow. The next person is Solomon, isn't it?
La personne suivante c'est Salomon.
1 Kings 3:12.
1 roi 3:12.
I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. Lift your hand and say, I have just received a wise and understanding heart.
Lève la main et dis, je viens de recevoir un cœur sage et intelligent.
So that there was none like thee before thee.
Afin qu'il y a personne comme toi avant toi.
Say, there will be none like me before me.
Dites, il n'y aura personne comme moi avant moi.
Neither after me shall any arise like unto me.
Ni après moi sera un homme semblable à moi.
Because of the wisdom God has given me.
À cause de la sagesse que Dieu m'a donné.
Wow.
Wow.
You can't even memorize it. So that there was none like thee before thee. Neither shall after thee any arise like unto thee. It's like a poem.
Le verset est compliqué, on ne peut pas le
mémoriser. That's how people will be talking about you.
Et c'est comme ça les gens parleront
de toi. That's how people will be talking about you in South Africa. Somebody in South Africa, that's how people will be talking.
C'est comme ça les gens parleront de toi en Afrique du Sud.
Who is the next person, the fourth person?
Et qui est la quatrième personne?
You are the fourth person.
C'est toi la quatrième personne.
God, Jesus, Solomon and you. Clap for yourself, you are the fourth person about to do mighty work.
Dieu, il y a Jésus, il y a Salomon, il y a toi. Tu es la quatrième personne.
Now, the mighty works you are going to do will be done through your wisdom.
Les œuvres puissantes que tu vas faire, tu vas accomplir sera fait avec ta sagesse.
The great wisdom I was trying so hard to show you, I don't know if I succeeded, but I was trying to show you is that the wisdom that when God became a man, he gave himself to preaching, teaching, healing.
La grande sagesse de Dieu, c'est lorsqu'il est devenu un homme, il s'est donné à l'enseignement, la prédication et la guérison.
And Jesus's preaching, I tell you, was powerful.
Et la prédication de Jésus était puissante.
Matthew, Mark and Luke give us a glimpse into the kind of preaching that he was preaching.
Les évangiles nous donnent un aperçu de la prédication de Jésus.
And I believe there are people here who are going to plant 1,000 churches.
Et je crois qu'il y a des gens ici qui vont implanter 1,000 églises.
And I gave you the cocoa seeds that you must take to your farm.
Et je vous ai donné les semences de cacao qu'il faut amener dans tes fermes.
Don't be afraid of hard sounding messages.
Faut pas avoir peur des messages qui ont l'apparence d'être durs.
Jesus's messages also sounded hard.
Les messages,
but they are the most popular messages.
Les messages de Jésus aussi étaient durs, mais ils sont très populaires.
If anyone come unto me and hate not his father and his mother and his brother and his sister and his wife, he cannot be my disciple.
Si quelqu'un vient à moi, il ne hait pas sa mère, son père, sa femme, ses enfants, il ne peut être mon disciple.
Now, I want to move on to the next wisdom key, master key, that is necessary for you to do mighty works, and that is the wisdom of lay ministry.
La sagesse suivante, c'est la sagesse du ministère laïque.
The wisdom of lay ministry.
La sagesse du ministère des laïcs.
One of the great keys to extensive church planting, to plant 1,000 micro churches, is the tent ministry or the lay ministry.
Une clé principale pour avoir les 1,000 églises, c'est le principe d'un ministère des tentes ou le ministère des laïcs.
The lay ministry are made up of people who work for God without being paid money.
Les laïcs sont des gens qui travaillent pour Dieu et ils ne sont pas payés.
Almost every ministry has ground to a halt because of mounting bills, high cost of maintaining staff, and it is virtually impossible for the church to employ the people that are needed.
Presque tous les ministères sont devenus impuissants à cause de grand nombre de personnel qui doivent payer, des factures qui doivent payer.
The lay ministry is not popular in some circles.
Et le ministère laïque n'est pas populaire dans certains domaines.
It is not popular in circles where there is not much church growth.
Et ce n'est pas très agréable ou très populaire là où l'église ne grandit pas.
But the lay ministry is popular where there is a lot of church growth.
Mais le ministère laïque est populaire lorsqu'il y a beaucoup de croissance dans l'église.
If you want your ministry, if you want to have 1,000 churches, I will give you 3 churches to follow.
Si tu veux avoir une grande église, je vais te donner 3 églises à suivre.
Redeemed Church of God.
L'église des rachetés de Dieu.
Church of Pentecost.
L'église Pentecôte.
And Lighthouse Chapel.
Et l'église Lighthouse Chapel.
Amen.
Amen.
We in the First Love Church are following these three churches.
Nous dans l'église de Premier Amour, nous sommes en train de suivre ces trois églises.
Alléluia.
Alléluia.
God is looking for people who are not going to ask for salary.
Dieu cherche des gens qui ne vont pas demander un salaire.
Asking for salary is one of the lowest forms of working for God.
Demander d'être payé, c'est une des formes des manières les plus basses de travailler pour Dieu.
Matthew 28.
Matthieu 28.
Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
Va partout dans le monde et prêche l'évangile.
Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Enseigne-les à observer tout ce que je vous demande, car je suis avec vous jusqu'à la fin du monde.
Verse 21. I read it myself. And the disciples say unto him, Lord, where shall we have financial assistance from thee that we may accomplish these things?
Et le verset 21 dit, oh Seigneur, quand est-ce que tu vas nous envoyer de l'argent pour qu'on puisse accomplir ces choses?
You don't have verse 21 in your
Mais
Bible.
Vous n'avez pas de verset 21 dans votre Bible.
Let's take it again from verse 19. Please, the guy on the computer, make sure you check your notes well.
Le gars qui travaille sur l'ordinateur,
go ye into the world and teach all nations.
Va partout dans le monde et enseigne toutes les nations.
Verse 20.
Verse 20.
Teaching them to observe all things.
Apprends-les à tout observer.
What I have commanded you.
Ce que j'ai commandé. Je
verse
vous ai
21.
Verset 21.
And the disciples said unto him,
et les disciples lui ont dit,
Lord,
Seigneur,
how long are we going to be on this salary level?
Pendant combien de temps est-ce que nous serons sur cette grade de salaire?
And Jesus answered, saying unto them,
et Jésus leur a répondu,
Lord, thou shalt be on this salary level for 5 years.
Vous serez sur cette grade pendant 5 ans.
After 5 years, thou shalt receive a rise, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, have sent thee.
Et après 5 ans, tu vas recevoir une augmentation. Tu sauras que moi, l'Éternel, je t'ai envoyé.
Do you have that in your Bible?
Est-ce que ça existe dans ta Bible?
All the apostles were lay pastors.
Tous les apôtres étaient des laïcs.
They were apostles who were going out to try and obey. Somehow, they will get it done.
Et ils étaient les apôtres qui voulaient tenter d'une manière ou d'une autre, ça allait s'accomplir.
What is important is go where you are asked to go, preach, you see, and he says, teaching them to observe what I have commanded you.
Il a dit, enseigne-les à observer tout ce que moi je vous ai commandé.
Yes. Where to go is important. And what to preach is important. But what you will be paid is not important.
Ce que tu vas dire est important. Où tu vas aller est important. Mais ce que tu seras payé n'est pas important.
Amen. As long as money is important to you, in terms of how will you be paid, what will you survive, what will you, that is what brings the church to a close.
Tant que tu es concerné par combien tu seras payé, quand tu seras payé, c'est comme ça l'église ne marche plus, ne fonctionne plus.
One day,
un jour,
I met an American pastor.
J'ai rencontré un pasteur américain
in Indonesia.
En Indonésie.
And he told me he had been a missionary for so many years.
Et il m'a dit qu'il était missionnaire pendant des années.
It is rare now to find an American missionary anywhere.
Il est très difficile de trouver un missionnaire américain quelque part.
So I asked, why are there not so many missionaries?
J'ai demandé, mais pourquoi il y a plus de missionnaires américains?
He said it's too expensive.
Il a dit ça coûte trop cher.
For the American church to pay.
Pour l'église américaine de payer.
I said, why?
J'ai demandé pourquoi.
If there was an American missionary in Accra,
s'il y avait un missionnaire américain à Accra,
he will have to stay at East Cantonments.
Il va devoir habiter East Cantonments, un quartier chic.
His rent will be about $6,000 a month.
Le loyer serait peut-être autour de $6,000 par mois.
His children will go to Lincoln American School.
Les enfants iront à l'école internationale américaine.
The school fees about $10,000 a term.
Les frais sont à peu près $10,000 par semestre.
A term. For
trimestre
a child.
Par enfant.
He will go shopping at Kuala and what are the expensive shops we have? Max Smart, ShopRite. Those are where he will go shopping. He will not go shopping at Agbogbloshi Market.
Il ne va pas acheter au marché, il ira dans les grands supermarchés.
We have a market called Agbogbloshi Market.
Nous avons un marché qui s'appelle Agbogbloshi. Marché d'Agbogbloshi.
He will not buy 2 CDs Kenke.
Il ne va pas acheter le Kenke à 2 Ghana CDs.
Non.
Non.
He will buy special American bread from American bakeries.
Il va acheter un pain spécial américain venant des boulangeries américaines.
We have bakeries in Accra where they receive the bread. It comes from abroad.
Nous avons des boulangeries à Accra et le pain vient de la France.
And then when it comes, they just heat it and then it becomes fresh. From France.
Quand ça arrive, il chauffe seulement et ça devient un pain frais venant de la France.
And there are no such houses in most parts of Ghana today, and in Guinea.
Il n'y a pas de maisons comme ça au Ghana ni en Guinée.
So there are no more missionaries coming from there.
Donc les missionnaires ne viennent plus.
So we. I don't know if you consider yourself a black man. I'm not a black man or a white man. My father is black, my mother is white. When I go to Ghana, they say I'm a white man. When I go to America, they say I'm a black man. So I'm not a black or a white. I'm a God man.
Moi, je ne suis ni blanc ni noir. Quand je vais au Ghana, on dit que je suis blanc. Quand je vais en Europe, on dit que je suis noir. Je suis ni noir ni blanc. Je suis un homme de Dieu.
Yeah. When I'm in Europe, he said, a black man is coming.
Quand je suis en Europe, ils disent, voici un noir qui arrive.
When I'm in Ghana, so Obroni.
Quand je suis au Ghana, on dit, voici un blanc.
Where do I belong? That's why when I see these colored people, I say, these are my relatives from South Africa.
Donc quand je vois les métis de l'Afrique du Sud, je dis que ça, ce sont mes parents.
Hey. Hey. They come to visit me, my relatives.
Ils sont venus me rendre visite.
I'm just like President Rawlings.
C'est comme le président Rawlings.
Anyway, let's be serious.
Soyons sérieux.
Look, I'm always serious. Eh? Don't think I'm joking.
Je suis toujours sérieux. Je ne blague pas.
What I'm trying to say is that it's not possible for people to carry on missionary work paying salaries.
Ce n'est pas possible de continuer l'œuvre de missionnaire en payant des salaires.
So pastors have to learn the original ministry.
Donc les pasteurs doivent apprendre et connaître le ministère originel.
And the original ministry is lay ministry.
Et c'est le ministère laïque.
You go.
Tu vas.
And you just go.
Et tu vas seulement.
Find a way of staying there.
Et trouve un moyen pour y rester.
Find a way of surviving.
Trouve le moyen de survivre.
It is time to reintroduce to the church ministry without paying people salaries.
Il est temps de réintroduire à l'église un ministère sans payer les salaires.
Everybody should volunteer what he can do and help the work of God.
Tout le monde doit être volontaire et faire ce qu'il peut pour aider l'œuvre de Dieu.
Some of you, where you come from, you are used to being paid for everything that you do.
Il y a certaines personnes, vous êtes habitués à être payés pour tout ce que tu fais, vous faites.
You are limited.
Vous êtes limité.
You are limited.
Vous êtes limité.
In South Africa, there's a lot of pay for everything.
En Afrique du Sud, on paye pour tout.
In many places.
Beaucoup d'endroits.
When we went to Liberia, one person came and said, "I will mobilize 5,000 ashes for you for the crusade." And he was charging, I think, $40,000 or some fantastic.
Au Liberia, il y a un homme qui est venu dire.
Au Sierra Leone, one of those countries.
Au Sierra Leone, il y a un homme qui est venu. Il a dit, je vais vous rassembler 5,000 placeurs si vous me payez $40,000 ou quelque chose comme ça.
That is why your ministry is very small.
Voilà pourquoi votre ministère reste très petit.
You can hardly find anybody around here who is being paid.
Ici, tu ne peux pas trouver quelqu'un qui est payé. Presque personne.
Take example of Eben. Wave to me. Wave to me from there. Yeah, this man works in the UN.
Cet homme, il travaille aux Nations Unies.
Wave well. Don't be shy. Wave.
Ne sois pas timide.
He works in the UN.
Il travaille
in Geneva.
À l'ONU à Genève.
He has come to help.
Il est venu aider.
Every year he comes.
Chaque année, il
at
arrive.
At his own cost.
Il paye lui-même.
To ask, bring money.
Il ne demande jamais l'argent.
It's a chance.
C'est une opportunité.
You see him driving around.
Vous le voyez
Going
en train de.
As if he lives here. He doesn't live here at all.
C'est comme s'il vivait ici. Il ne vit pas ici.
All the young people, they are so happy. It's like to them, they are having the greatest vacation. I mean, they are excited. People's children are wailing in the house because they are not being allowed to come. And I even had to tell somebody to let your son come because it's a big problem in the house that he's not able to come here to work. Because he's the main person in the office answering calls.
Yeah.
Young boy, 12 years old. That's his work. They are learning to work for God as children.
Les jeunes enfants apprennent à travailler pour Dieu. Et ils sont tellement contents, ils sont tristes quand ils ne peuvent pas venir.
Continue to pay for everything and your ministry grinds to a very quick.
Si tu continues à payer pour tout service, ton ministère va prendre fin très rapidement.
My driver, I have a driver, but my driver is a bank manager.
J'ai un chauffeur, mais il est banquier.
Hey, have you seen such a manager, a driver before?
Est-ce que tu as déjà vu un chauffeur comme ça?
I tell you, my driver is a bank manager.
Mon chauffeur est un banquier.
And he comes with his own car.
Il vient avec sa propre voiture.
So it's the driver and the car together.
C'est la voiture et le chauffeur ensemble.
You are experiencing such wonderful things.
Et tu vas expérimenter de telles choses.
Yes. I'm enjoying cars I didn't buy.
Je me réjouis des voitures que je n'ai pas achetées.
I've never had a driver since I was born.
Depuis ma naissance, je n'ai jamais eu de chauffeur.
The driver, I've never employed a driver.
Je n'ai jamais payé un chauffeur.
Bank manager. He parks. So I'll be back. Up and down.
Il se gare, je dis, je reviens.
I can show you. I wave to you from the car.
Je peux
free,
vous montrer.
Free. He's doing what he can do.
Il
he
fait
likes
ce qu'il
God.
Peut.
He likes the church.
Il aime l'église, il aime Dieu.
And he likes me.
Et il m'aime.
We are going.
Et on y va.
It works.
Ça marche.
Why are you paying for everything? You have spoiled your church.
Pourquoi
you
tu payes?
Destroyed your ability to expand. I'm telling you.
Pourquoi tu payes pour toutes choses? Tu as détruit ta capacité à élargir.
Apostle Paul was a maker of tents.
L'apôtre Paul, il fabriquait des tentes.
Three churches I would beg you to follow if you want to the art of following. Redeemed Church of God. They are everywhere. India, anywhere you find Redeemed Church of God in the whole world.
L'église des rachetés se trouve partout dans le monde.
Pentecost. And these are churches with not hundreds, thousands of churches. Thousands, literally.
Et ce sont des églises qui contiennent plus de 1,000 églises.
Lighthouse is also another that is trying to follow these people also.
Lighthouse aussi
and first
essaie
love
de suivre.
Is trying to follow Lighthouse.
Et le premier amour aussi essaie de suivre Lighthouse.
You must believe this wisdom.
Il faut croire à cette sagesse.
You must believe such wisdom.
Il faut croire de telle sagesse.
If you don't believe it, you can never have a big church.
Si tu ne le crois pas, tu ne peux jamais avoir une grande église.
Lay ministry drives away greediness.
L'église
it
laïque
drives away the culture of paying me. When I think of even my country, Ghana, I mean, I ask myself, are there not things I can do for my country without my country paying me? Is it not my own nation where I've grown up? Hardly do you find people who will do anything for their church or their country free of charge.
C'est rare de trouver des gens qui feront quelque chose pour l'église ou leur pays sans être payés.
The culture of pay me is the culture of a hireling instead of a good shepherd. You are hired, you are paid, you have to be paid, everything you have to be paid. And you have to pay everybody. Do you think I have people that have been with me for years through payment? Money is a bad God. Money cannot buy loyalty. Money cannot buy love. Money cannot buy commitment. Money cannot buy affection. Money cannot buy true faithfulness. Money is not like that. Money doesn't have such powers.
L'argent n'a pas de pouvoir. Ce n'est pas un bon Dieu. Il ne peut pas créer la fidélité ni l'amour.
Can't you see the weakness of money?
Est-ce que tu ne peux pas voir combien l'argent est faible?
Money is very weak.
L'argent est très faible.
If the people around you are there because of money, it's a very weak.
Si
it's a weak link, it's a weak bond, it's a weak power.
Si les gens sont autour de toi à cause de l'argent qu'ils peuvent recevoir, c'est un lien très faible.
And let me tell you, anybody you feel nervous when the person is around, you feel, you know, hey, I have to provide for this person. When you drive your car, he's looking at your car. You feel worried that your car is nicer than his car. It's not a good person that you've brought into your life.
S'il y a quelqu'un autour de toi et tu t'inquiètes toujours à ce qu'il pense, il regarde ta voiture, il dit que ta voiture est plus belle que la sienne. Ce n'est pas une bonne personne d'avoir autour de toi.
You know, I never knew how much this bad culture of pay me for everything has pervaded the church till I did a joint crusade with some other churches once.
Je ne savais pas à quel point cette idée de payer les gens avait envahi l'église. J'ai découvert ça quand j'ai fait une croisade avec des autres églises.
Anytime we have tried to do joint programs with other churches, our conflict, usually the point of conflict has come from people that you have to pay. What we are not used to paying, such people.
Quand il y a un conflit dans un travail qu'on fait avec les autres églises, c'est toujours autour de la question de payer les gens. Nous ne sommes pas habitués à cela.
The first time we finished the crusade, the pastor told me, we haven't finished with the people. I said, which people finish with which people? I don't understand the people that we are finishing with. What are we finishing with?
La première fois qu'on a fait une croisade ensemble avec une autre église, le pasteur a dit, on n'a pas encore terminé avec les gens. Je n'avais pas compris. J'ai dit, mais terminer comment avec les gens, comment?
He said, we haven't finished with the sound controllers.
On n'a pas encore terminé avec ceux qui contrôlent le son.
I said, pardon?
J'ai dit, comment?
He said, the guys who sit behind the mixer, we have to pay them.
Il dit, on doit payer ceux qui sont derrière le mixeur.
To increase the volume from 4 to 6, I have to pay you this one. More than you turn your hand like this. I have to pay you for this.
Pour augmenter le volume de 4 à 6, je dois te payer juste pour tourner.
I don't think so far.
Je ne pense pas aussi
loin. I don't
loin.
Think too far.
Je ne réfléchis pas loin.
Shh. have to pay the guy with the sound. We have to pay the guys who carried a few chairs. I said, but I could have carried it myself. I could have done everything myself. Why didn't you tell me?
Mais il fallait me dire, on doit payer celui qui a porté les chaises. J'aurais pu le faire moi-même.
It is the culture of a church which will not be very big and a church which will be very big that are trying to come together and it's not working.
C'est la culture de deux églises différentes, une église qui sera grande et une autre qui ne sera pas grande. Ça ne va pas marcher.
Yes. One day I met a gentleman. He said he was I said we should help to do some work in a certain country whose name begins with S.
Il y a un homme qui devait m'aider à faire un travail dans un pays dont le nom commence avec un S.
I have not told you the country. You just decide for yourself.
Je n'ai pas mentionné le nom du pays.
Singapore, Switzerland, Sudan, Somalia, so many countries.
Singapore, Sudan,
Sierra Leone, South
la
Africa,
Somalie,
Swaziland,
l'Afrique du Sud,
Sudan,
le Sudan.
This man was actually even in the ministry.
Cet homme était dans le ministère.
When he finished doing what he, to cut a long story short, when he finished doing what he was talking about, he said, "I met you at the airport with my car." I said, "What?"
Il a dit, "Je t'ai rencontré à l'aéroport avec ma propre voiture." J'ai dit quoi?
You met me at the airport, but I said, "I have in that country whose name begins with an S. I have so many pastors and so many cars in that country, in that same country, and they even came to the airport." As you also came to the airport, I thought you were friendly, like you were just coming because I was coming. I called you, were also coming to the airport, not knowing that he has calculated his car that he's brought to the airport. And my pastors were with me, and I said, "Look, this guy has come for. Let me just sit in his car in this country whose name begins with an S." I'm sure you can imagine the country. I don't know. I don't want to.
Il est venu à l'aéroport et il m'a dit, il a calculé le fait de venir à l'aéroport avec sa voiture. Il voulait que je paye. Et pourtant, mes pasteurs étaient à la même aéroport avec leur voiture. Moi, je croyais qu'on était amis, donc je suis monté dans sa voiture.
Then he said, "I've been with you from the morning till this afternoon." He was counting all the hours that I've been with him.
Donc, il comptait aussi le
in this country whose name begins with an S.
Le nombre d'heures qu'il est resté avec moi dans ce pays qui commence avec le S.
Then after that, he said, "I made this number of phone calls."
Il a dit, j'ai fait
local calls within the country whose name begins with an S.
Il a dit aussi, j'ai fait de nombre d'appels dans ce pays dont le nom commence avec un S.
And he charged $20,000.
Il m'a demandé $20,000
interaction.
Juste pour cette interaction.
And began to threaten.
Il commençait à nous menacer.
I called my administrator. I said, "This is a dangerous person. Pay everything that he says."
J'ai dit,
from
cet
morning
homme,
till this afternoon, that's all.
De matin, this, depuis le matin jusqu'à l'après-midi, 20 000. J'ai dit à mon administrateur,
it's what I've seen.
Cet people, homme est dangereux.
They will tell you they are doing whatever. I came, I said, "These people." So years later, I was doing some other ministry work in that country. And somebody said they will do. I said, "Hey, these people, I know these people. They don't know. They don't understand even a phone call or even to relate. There's nothing free."
Yeah. And plusieurs années après, je voulais faire un travail dans ce même pays.
I don't like to have people who are grieved. This one thing, I should have paid you. I said, whatever. He did nothing, but I said, pay.
Je n'aime pas voir les gens qui se plaignent. Donc, j'ai demandé qu'ils soient payés.
People have grown up in the church. Knowing just you collect, they say, "Oh, that's the work I do, you know, in our whatever, this is the work that we do. This is the work that we do. So, you know, you can't come here and you can't come from your country. You can't come from Ghana. You can't come from Nigeria. You can't come and speak this way. Who do you think you are?"
Des gens comme ça, ils disent, tu ne peux pas venir de chez toi au Ghana, venir nous dire ce qu'il faut faire. C'est comme ça, on travaille ici.
Look, honestly, I'm not used to that.
Moi, je ne suis pas du tout habitué à cela.
We have pastors. If you see the work they do,
nous avons des pasteurs.
They love God.
Si tu
you are killing the love of God and the love for God by having to pay for everything that is done. People come for rehearsals. You have to pay transport. They, you see, they start to give it names. They say transport. Going into all the world. preach the gospel, teach all nations. And the disciple saith unto him, and Lord, what about transportation for the world? We are going to the whole world. How shall we pay our ship fare? How shall we pay this? How shall we pay that? TNT. Train fare, plane, ticket, ship.
Si les disciples avaient demandé de l'argent pour le transport.
One day I had a group of four rebellious pastors.
Un jour,
and they came together and wrote a letter to me.
Une fois, j'ai eu une équipe de quatre pasteurs rebelles. Ils sont venus ensemble pour m'écrire une lettre.
A joint letter.
Une lettre conjointe.
Signed by the four people in blue ink, black ink, not red.
Signée par quatre personnes en encre noire, pas rouge.
These four pastors were also in a country whose name begins with S.
Ces quatre pasteurs aussi se trouvaient dans un pays dont le nom commence avec un S.
They said, we are lay pastors in this church and we want you to know that our car tires are getting worn from going to church every Sunday to do the work of God. Our car tires and car maintenance. And it's very expensive in this country whose name begins with an S. It's a different country from the first S. They are all S, but it is...
C'est un pays différent de l'autre qui commence avec un S. Mais il disait que les pneus des voitures sont en train d'être usés et ça coûte cher de maintenir les voitures pour faire le travail de Dieu.
These were men without understanding.
C'était des hommes sans compréhension.
I said, we will not, capital N-O-T.
J'ai dit, on ne fera pas, majuscule,
payer. One of your currency, one.
Même un de ta monnaie, de votre monnaie, même un.
All four of them left.
Tous les quatre ont quitté l'église.
Broke away. Tried to start a church.
Se sont divisés.
Has fizzled out.
Ils ont voulu commencer des églises.
And we are still carrying on the church.
Rien n'a marché, mais nous, notre église continue.
Oh yes. Oh yes. People want to count the offering and take a percentage.
Les gens veulent compter l'offrande et prendre un pourcentage.
People want to be ushers. I met one guy. I said, "How is he? He's doing well now."
J'ai rencontré un gars.
Because
j'ai demandé,
he's now an usher.
Comment est-ce qu'il allait? Il a dit,
because
"Oh non."
He's an usher. He gets something every Sunday.
Ça va maintenant parce qu'il est placeur dans une église.
I don't want to mention his name.
Je ne veux pas mentionner son nom.
Brothers and sisters, it is time for us to be immersed into the wisdom of lay ministry.
Frères et sœurs, il est temps pour nous d'être impliqués dans la sagesse du ministère laïque.
Do you know why the governments cannot build much?
Vous savez pourquoi les gouvernements, les États ne peuvent pas construire?
One day somebody who had worked in the government came and saw a project that we did.
Un jour, quelqu'un au gouvernement, il est venu voir un projet sur lequel on travaillait.
He told me, this block you've built.
Il a dit, cet immeuble que vous avez construit.
Actually, there were four blocks. He said, we would have built one block out of the four.
Il y avait quatre.
The government projects, you build one out of, you could have actually built four, but you build only one. Because the money is consultants, architects, engineers, this, the person, they are all in the church. Oh. Lawyers, feasibility studies, pre-feasibility studies, different kind of things.
Le monsieur a dit, ce que vous avez construit, les quatre immeubles que vous avez construits, si c'était l'État, ils allaient construire seulement un immeuble.
Wicked members.
Parce que les gens veulent être payés, des membres
and
méchants.
Pastors who have not learned to teach the people lay ministry.
Et les pasteurs qui n'ont pas appris aux gens le ministère laïque.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I want us to go from this conference believing strongly in the ministry of the lay ministry, the lay ministry.
Je veux qu'on quitte cette conférence croyant fermement dans le ministère laïque.
This is the book. Laikos.
Ça c'est le livre Laikos.
Also church planting.
Aussi l'implantation de l'église.
I'm actually preaching from here. Church planting.
L'implantation de l'église.
Yes, it is in it. The key to church planting is lay ministry.
La clé pour l'implantation des églises, c'est le ministère laïque.
My pastors in many countries, they are not paid by the church.
Les pasteurs dans plusieurs pays ne sont pas payés par l'église.
They pay the church.
C'est eux qui payent l'église.
Yeah. They pay the church.
C'est eux qui payent l'église.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you there?
Vous y êtes?
The best New Testament example of tent ministry is Apostle Paul, and the best Old Testament example is Prophet Daniel.
Le meilleur exemple dans la Bible, c'est l'apôtre Paul, et aussi dans l'Ancien Testament, c'est le prophète Daniel.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 48. Daniel was an MP, a member of parliament for the Babylonian province.
Daniel 2:48, il était membre de parlement pour la province de Babylone.
He made him the ruler of the whole province of Babylon.
Il était le commandant, le chef suprême de tous les sages de Babylone.
And the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon.
Et chef suprême de tous les sages de Babylone.
Number two, he was the second vice president to King Belshazzar.
Il était le deuxième fils président de Belshazzar.
Bible says in Daniel 5:29.
Daniel 5:29.
He commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck.
Aussitôt Belshazzar donna des ordres et l'on revêtit Daniel de pourpre.
And made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler, which is the second vice president.
On lui mit au cou un collier d'or, on publia qu'il aurait la troisième place dans le gouvernement du royaume.
Then the Babylonians were overthrown by the Persians, and yet under the Persian regime, he was again elected to public office.
Quand les gens de Babylone ont été renversés, il a aussi eu une place au gouvernement, dans le gouvernement de Perse.
Daniel chapter 6 verse 1.
Daniel 6 verset 1.
It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes which should be over all the kingdom. And over these three presidents of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them and the king should have no damage.
Darius trouva bon d'établir sur le royaume 120 satrapes qui devaient être dans tout le royaume. Il mit à leur tête trois chefs, au nom desquels était Daniel, afin que ses satrapes leur rendissent compte et que le roi ne souffrit aucun dommage.
Amen.
Amen.
If only we could have Christians who, when they go into politics, they will maintain their Christianity.
Si on pouvait avoir des chrétiens lorsqu'ils entrent dans les politiques, qu'ils maintiennent leur chrétienté.
Yeah. But when you see the people who are Christians, when they are in political power, you can't believe when you are listening to them.
Quand tu vois,
I mean, they will explain to you that this, you may think it is, you are seeing blue, but this is actually red. This is actually red.
Quand tu vois les chrétiens au pouvoir,
they will even bring evidence, and they will be speaking for 1 hour showing you that this is red. As born again Christians, so there's a, you see, red has different shades depending on the time of day, in the afternoon, the morning, the evening. Then also depend on where you are looking at it from. And they will give long speech, and you wonder that this person was in the Christian fellowship. Look at him there, asking for the most outrageous things, explaining the most outrageous, unexplainable things.
Un chrétien qui se trouve au pouvoir.
Indefensible. And you hear them talking. Once they get power, money, you see, we have destroyed lay people. People don't know how to be a doctor and work for God. Be a politician, work for God. Be a lawyer, work for God. Be a rich man, work for God. Be anything and also work for the Lord, like Daniel was doing. And Daniel never compromised.
Les gens ne savent pas comment travailler de manière laïque, être avocat, médecin et travailler pour Dieu. Daniel, il n'a jamais mettre en compromis son état d'être croyant et aussi premier ministre.
Yeah. You must be able to have people who are rich People who have money, people, because when you have money, you are rich, you are whatever, you are still nothing. Amen. When you are sick, when you are dead, you will be lying in the whatever, just like any other person.
Il faut avoir des gens qui sont riches et qui travaillent pour Dieu. Après tout, si tu es riche, tu n'es rien. Quand tu vas mourir, tu seras malade. Tu seras comme tous les autres.
The wisdom is to let people love God by doing something for God without collecting anything at all. Not in transport, to sing.
La sagesse, c'est d'apprendre aux gens d'aimer Dieu et faire tout sans vouloir être payé.
Aida used to sing for me when she was in school.
Aida chantait pour moi quand elle était à l'école.
Yes, she was early in the university when I saw her.
Pendant des années, elle était à l'université quand je l'ai trouvée. Elle chantait.
Even when she traveled for 1 year abroad to study whatever, and when even they come home, she's come and sing. No payment. There's nothing about money. Where did it all this come from? You see the musicians, they say, you must allow the pastors to cheat you. You know, you hear musicians, you can't allow the pastors to cheat you. They don't value, they don't respect our calling as musicians. You have to stand up and show them this is the right, this is also our ministry. This is whatever. They must pay this, they must pay that. Look at them.
Tu vois les musiciens
I can play piano, I can play drums, I can play guitar, and I can also sing if I have to. If you force me to, I can sing.
Tu vois les musiciens qui disent que les pasteurs sont en train de tricher, c'est notre ministère, patati patata, ils veulent être payés. Moi, je peux tout jouer si vous m'obligez, je peux même chanter.
It's just nice to sing for the Lord.
C'est juste bien de chanter pour Dieu.
I wish I was a good singer, I would be singing. Yeah, Aida wouldn't have a job, I would just do all the singing myself.
Si j'étais un bon chanteur, Aida n'aura pas d'emploi.
I'll sing before I preach.
J'allais chanter avant de prêcher.
Yes. It's beautiful. That's why I said go to idalive.com. It's free. There's no, we are not selling music.
Idalive.com, vous aurez la musique d'Aida gratuite. On ne paye pas pour cette musique.
It's a privilege.
On ne vend pas la musique ici.
You have taken away the spirit of sacrifice from the church.
Vous avez enlevé l'esprit de sacrifice dans l'église.
Yes. You have made the church into a church of hunters.
Tu as tourné l'église en une église de chasseurs.
Do you see all the people who are outside the gates?
Voyez les gens en dehors des portails?
None of them are official.
Y a personne.
They are not supposed to be there.
Y a personne.
They see the church as a place to. You can make sales. You can buy things. They do everything. They have formed their own town outside the church gates.
Voyez les gens qui sont à l'extérieur des portails, ils ne sont pas censés être là. Ils ont transformé le devant dans une ville complète. Ils font ce qu'ils veulent.
It's like you see the church as a place to make money.
Vous voyez l'église comme un endroit où tu peux faire de l'argent.
People write books, they see it as a place to make money.
Les gens écrivent des livres, ils trouvent ça comme une manière de faire
de
l'argent.
Take that thing out.
Il faut enlever cette chose.
I pray you never visit a doctor whose aim is to make money.
Je prie seulement que tu ne visites pas un médecin qui a un seul but, c'est de se faire de l'argent.
A normal delivery that you would have delivered and paid maybe 100 CDs or 100 whatever to deliver normal, they will look at you and say, the baby's head is in the shape of an ostrich, so we have to let the baby come out through operation, otherwise it will get stuck.
Donc, tu vas accoucher normalement, le médecin qui cherche de l'argent, il va dire non. La tête de l'enfant, c'est comme la tête d'une autruche. Donc, il faut qu'on enlève par césarienne, par chirurgie.
Oh, my baby's head is like an ostrich.
Donc, la tête de mon enfant, c'est comme une autruche.
It's just a bit like your husband's head, but what I was trying to explain what it is.
C'est un peu comme la tête de ton mari. C'est un peu comme la tête de son mari.
But you need an operation.
Mais il faut qu'on enlève.
When we operate on you, you will sleep in our hospital for 7 days.
On va opérer. Tu vas te coucher à l'hôpital pendant 7 jours.
Every night.
Chaque nuit.
Is $20, $30. So when you sleep for 7 days, we get 7 times 30.
C'est $30, donc fois 7, c'est 210.
We will set up drips you don't need.
On va
you will never know you don't need the drips. We will do x-rays and other tests which are for our own lab, with our own lab, and we'll sell you medicine from our own pharmacy. And we will rake in your sickness is our jackpot.
Ta maladie, c'est la loterie pour nous. Nous allons gagner. Nous allons te faire payer le médicament dans notre pharmacie. Tu vas dormir, coucher, faire des tests dans notre laboratoire. On aura beaucoup d'argent venant de toi.
Pray that you don't meet a lawyer who just wants money.
Priez afin de ne pas trouver un avocat qui cherche seulement l'argent.
A foolish case, he will say, yes, we must go to court, we must sue them.
Pour un
we
cas,
will win. When you will lose, he will tell you will win, but you will lose.
Un cas que tu vas perdre, il dit non, on va gagner. Allons-y au tribunal.
One day I saw a certain brother. He went to steal something. I asked him, did you steal it?
Un jour, j'ai vu un frère, il a volé. Je lui ai demandé, est-ce que tu as volé?
He said, I stole.
Il a dit, oui, j'ai volé.
So I said, go and say you are guilty.
Donc, il faut aller dire que tu es coupable alors.
He said, the lawyer says we have a good chance.
Il dit, l'avocat dit qu'on a une bonne chance de s'en sortir.
The lawyer says we have a good chance.
L'avocat dit que nous avons une bonne chance.
He's in prison now.
Il est en prison maintenant.
Pray that you don't meet a pastor who just wants money from you.
Prie afin de ne pas trouver un pasteur qui cherche seulement ton argent.
Pray that you don't have a singer who just wants money.
Prie afin de ne pas trouver un chanteur qui veut seulement l'argent.
You don't have an instrumentalist who just wants money.
Prie afin de ne pas trouver un instrumentiste qui veut seulement,
happy, I tell you. Never.
Seulement l'argent. Tu ne seras jamais heureux.
Never.
Jamais.
It's an evil.
C'est
the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evils.
La Bible dit que l'amour de l'argent c'est la racine même de tous les maux.
The church cannot develop.
L'église ne peut pas se développer.
The spirit in the church is not a sweet spirit.
L'esprit dans l'église n'est pas un esprit doux.
Can you imagine if that brother from the UN is charging me for being here?
Imagine si le frère des Nations Unies me demandait de l'argent.
Wow. During the crusade, healing Jesus crusade, a lot of soldiers they work in the different armies.
Pendant les croisades,
we want to come and guard you.
Pendant les croisades,
I have so many soldiers around me.
Il y a beaucoup de soldats.
Nobody's charging. So we are back from Afghanistan. So we want to come and secure. We know about bombs and all these things. We are coming. So come. Free. I don't ask, how much is your ticket? No. So we will come by ourselves.
Il y a des soldats, des vrais soldats qui veulent venir me protéger gratuitement.
One of those, I've been to Afghanistan 3 times. I didn't die. I want to serve God. I want to do something.
Il y a un d'entre eux qui disent, j'étais à Afghanistan.
3 times I went to Afghanistan, I came back, I
pendant
didn't die.
Pendant 3 fois, je n'ai pas trouvé la mort.
3 times.
Je veux maintenant servir Dieu.
Afghanistan. Real Afghanistan.
Afghanistan 3 fois.
Not Afghanistan on CNN. Afghanistan in reality.
Pas Afghanistan sur CNN, mais en réalité, en vrai, en live.
Not a movie, real.
Pas dans un film, vraiment. Yes.
I have another one. He was bombed. He was bombed in Afghanistan, and he has various problems that he has. He's bringing the problem. He wants to still work for God. This is what he can do.
Il y a un autre qui a été, il était blessé à Afghanistan, mais il est venu avec tous les problèmes médicaux qu'il a, mais il veut servir Dieu.
You are cursed when you are being followed by money hunters behind your neck. They are breathing.
Tu es maudit si tu as derrière toi des gens qui cherchent l'argent. Sont en train de souffler derrière toi.
What I can get from the church.
Ce que je peux avoir de l'église.
Daniel was a prime minister and he was a prophet.
Daniel était prophète et premier ministre.
Can you match Daniel?
Est-ce que tu peux te comparer à lui?
Can your ministry get to the level of Daniel?
Est-ce que ton ministère peut atteindre le niveau de Daniel?
He was never paid by any church.
L'église ne l'a pas payé.
We are bringing back the lay ministry and there is no town that we will not enter in the name of Jesus Christ.
Nous allons ramener le ministère laïque et on va entrer dans toutes les villes et villages. Au nom de Jésus.
Let's bring back the spirit of sacrifice.
Nous allons ramener l'esprit de sacrifice.
Teach the people.
Enseigne les gens.
This is the right thing to do. And it's not a sacrifice. It's a joy.
Ce n'est pas un sacrifice, c'est une joie.
Apostle Paul was also a tent minister.
L'apôtre Paul aussi fabriquait des tentes.
Amen.
Amen.
All the missionaries who came to Ghana to bring the gospel, they were all tent ministers.
Les ministres qui sont venus au Ghana, les missionnaires, c'était tous des ministres de tentes.
They never asked for God's salary. There was no bank in those days.
Il y avait même pas de banque à l'époque. Ils n'ont pas demandé
Acts
de l'argent.
Acts 18 verse 3.
Acte 18 3.
And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers.
Et comme il avait le même métier, il demeura chez eux et y travailla. Ils étaient faiseurs de tentes.
And he reasoned in the synagogue
et Paul,
every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks.
Paul discourait dans la synagogue chaque sabbat. Il persuadait les Juifs et les Grecs.
Paul was a tent maker.
Paul était faiseur de tentes.
The apostles were fishermen.
Les apôtres étaient des pêcheurs.
And I don't know how they survived, but Thomas went to India before he died, and a church has been built in Chennai in India in his honor. The disciples traveled, they went far without any sure financial support. And you are going to do that also in Jesus'
Les
name.
Disciples ont voyagé. Thomas est allé en Inde, et toi aussi, tu vas voyager sans demander de l'argent.
Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 20, verse 32.
Acte 20, le verset 32.
The contemporary English version. I place you now in God's care.
Je te mets.
God will take care of you.
Dieu prendra soin de toi.
God will take care of you.
Dieu prendra soin de toi.
Remember the messages about his kindness.
Souviens-toi des messages à propos de sa gentillesse.
This message can help you and give you what belongs to you as God's people.
Ces messages peuvent t'aider et te donner ce dont tu as besoin en tant que peuple de Dieu.
I have never wanted anyone's money or clothes.
Je n'ai jamais voulu l'argent ni les vêtements de qui que ce soit.
You know how I have worked with my own hands to make a living for myself and my friends.
J'ai travaillé de mes propres mains pour gagner ce qui m'était nécessaire.
By everything I did, I showed you how you should work to help everyone who is weak.
Je vous ai montré en tout ce qu'il faut travailler pour venir en aide aux pauvres.
Remember that our Lord Jesus said, more blessings come from giving than receiving.
Souvenez-vous les mots de Jésus qui dit, il y a plus de bonheur à donner qu'à recevoir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul was saying, I showed you how to work to help everyone that is weak.
Paul a dit, je vous ai montré comment travailler pour aider ceux qui étaient pauvres et faibles.
Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 7.
2 Thessaloniciens 3, verset 7.
For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor, travail, night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we don't have the right to, but we make ourselves an example to you to follow us.
Donc, 2 Thessaloniciens 3, du 7 au verset 9.
Amen.
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 What are the benefits of lay ministry? Number one.
Quels sont les bénéfices du ministère laïc?
It helps you to live in certain geographical areas.
Ça vous aide à vivre dans certains lieux géographiques.
Amen.
Amen.
There are places we are only going to have somebody who is either working or schooling for the person to be able to be there.
Il y a des endroits où la personne pour y rester doit aller à l'école ou doit travailler.
Take a nation like India.
Une nation comme l'Inde.
India doesn't want more religion. They say that we don't need more religion. We have a lot of religious problems here. We don't need more religious people, churches. No, no, no. We have too many Hindus and other religions. This too much. We don't need more. So you will never be able to enter and plant churches.
En Inde, ils disent qu'ils ont trop de religions, ils ont trop de problèmes religieux, donc ils ne veulent plus des autres religions venir s'implanter dans leur pays.
Unless you go in with another reason.
Sauf si tu entres avec une autre raison.
Russia,
la Russie,
have recently made some laws that prevent anyone from even witnessing, talking, sharing, what have you.
Ils ont passé des lois qui empêchent des gens de partager, de prêcher tout ce qui concerne l'Église et l'Évangile.
The tent ministry avoids you becoming a burden.
Et le ministère de la tente empêche de faire de vous un fardeau à l'Église.
2 Thessalonians 3, verse 8, that we might not be chargeable to anyone.
Que nous ne soyons pas à la charge de qui que ce soit.
Amen. Number 3, the tent ministry will enable you to survive in the ministry without being paid by the church.
Et le ministère de la tente vous aidera à survivre dans le ministère sans être payé par l'Église.
Number 4, the tent ministry enables you to be free from all men.
Et le ministère de la tente t'aide à être libéré de tous les hommes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are free from all men. Nobody can say that he depends on you.
Personne ne peut dire que tu dépends d'eux.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number 5, the tent ministry enables you to enter ministry whether finances permit it or not.
Et le ministère de la tente vous aide à entrer dans le ministère si l'argent est là ou pas.
Amen. Tent ministry enables you to relate very well with the congregation.
Le ministère de la tente te permet à t'entretenir très bien avec l'assemblée.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There are a lot of people who look at a minister and say, this man is looking for money.
Il y a beaucoup de personnes qui regardent un pasteur et disent, il cherche l'argent.
I went to a certain country whose name begins with S.
Je suis allé dans un pays dont le nom commence avec un S.
And we were starting a church. So I told a brother with whom I was, I said, take me to anybody you know, anybody's house. I want to talk to anybody to invite them to the new church that I'm starting.
J'ai demandé au frère qui était avec moi de m'amener dans une maison de quelqu'un, de tout le monde qu'il connaissait pour les inviter à l'église.
So we went to a man's house, different people, but this particular man and his wife, we got there and I spoke to them. They were happy, they seemed very nice. And they were happy to receive it. So, wow, you are welcome from Ghana and you are welcome to come and start a church and we'll see whether we'll participate.
Donc nous sommes allés chez un couple, ils nous ont bien reçus et j'ai bien parlé, ils ont accepté.
So we left.
Donc nous avons quitté.
After some months, these people joined the church.
Après quelques mois, ils sont venus à l'église.
Then the wife told me.
La femme m'a dit.
When she was now established in the church.
Quand elle était bien établie dans l'église.
She said, do you remember the night you came to our house?
Souviens-toi de la nuit où tu es venu chez nous?
To invite us to the church.
Nous inviter à l'église?
She said, I said yes.
J'ai dit oui.
She said, as soon as you left, my husband told me, this man is looking for money.
Dès que tu es parti, mon mari m'a dit, cet homme cherche l'argent.
This man is looking for money.
Il cherche l'argent seulement.
She was telling me because they were now in the church and you know they had changed their mind.
Elle me disait ça parce que maintenant elle se trouvait dans l'église et ils ont changé d'avis.
This man is looking for money.
Cet homme cherche l'argent.
That's what people think about us.
C'est ce que les gens pensent de nous.
So when you work,
quand tu travailles,
in the secular world, it helps to kill those that mind. It's like, why do you say that I'm looking for money? I go to work. We are doing the church. We are doing it because we love the Lord.
Quand tu travailles dans un monde séculier, tu vas dire, mais pourquoi tu dis que je cherche l'argent?
So, tent ministry is very important.
Le ministère de la tente est très important.
And the next thing is tent ministry brings back the spirit of sacrifice.
Le ministère de la tente ramène l'esprit de sacrifice.
Once we had a lawyer in church and I asked him, jokingly.
Une fois,
I wasn't serious, but he thought I was serious. I said, oh, he did some work for us. I said, you haven't brought the bill.
Une fois, un avocat qui était dans notre église a fait un travail pour nous et j'ai dit en plaisantant, mais tu ne nous as pas facturé.
And he decided to send the bill.
Et il a décidé d'envoyer la facture.
He didn't get the joke.
Il n'a pas compris que c'était une blague.
He didn't see that it was a joke.
Il n'a pas vu que c'était une blague.
He thought it was a serious
thing. Il pensait que j'étais sérieux.
In those days, we were using fax, so he sent a fax.
À l'époque, on utilisait les fax, donc il envoyait un fax.
When the fax started coming through the machine,
et quand le fax a commencé à entrer dans la machine,
the bills was from this door all the way to somewhere here. Bills.
La facture était de la porte jusqu'ici. Que des factures.
What a shock.
Quel choc.
So I collected the bills.
Donc j'ai ramassé toutes les factures.
When I saw him,
quand je l'ai vu,
I gave him back your bill.
Je lui ai remis les factures.
It was a joke. You took it too seriously. Huh?
C'était une blague. Tu as pris ça au sérieux.
How can you send such a bill?
Comment est-ce que tu peux envoyer une telle facture?
And he smiled and he took his bills.
Il a souri et il a pris les factures.
He's happily in the church up till today.
Il est toujours dans l'église, il est content.
He's happy to do anything for the church.
Il est content de tout faire pour l'église.
He's still in the church, very happy in the church.
Toujours à l'église, très content.
Yeah. You have to teach your people how to do things for God and say, my small profession, this is my chance to do something for the Lord. It's not my chance to make money, but it's my chance to do something for the Lord.
Il faut apprendre aux gens d'apprécier l'opportunité de faire quelque chose pour Dieu.
Yeah. We were in South Africa. I don't want to say a country we start with, as you may think, it's Syria.
Je ne veux pas dire un pays qui commence avec le S, tu vas dire que c'est la Syrie.
In South Africa, when you are going to have a crusade, you have to have some committee. They have something, you know, you have to do something with the government and measure the field, do drawings and do various things and get various permits from various departments before you can have a crusade.
Du sud, pour it's avoir very complicated. Croisade, c'est compliqué. Faut travailler avec le gouvernement, mesurer le terrain et tout, un tas de choses.
And then a man came and he said he's a Christian in a church that I know. And he said he knows how to do. Then he said, but you know, it is my work that I do.
Il y avait un homme qui était dans une église que je connais et il dit, je sais ce qu'il faut faire, mais il faut savoir que c'est mon travail, c'est ce que je fais.
When my crusade director told me, I said, hey, don't even try.
Quand le directeur de croisade m'a informé, j'ai dit,
I have another experience with a country whose name begins with S.
Faut pas essayer. J'ai eu une expérience avec quelqu'un qui vient d'un pays.
This man will never understand how to work out of his heart because he's a Christian.
Cet homme ne va pas comprendre comment travailler du fond du cœur.
And I made my people learn how to do the architectural drawings, the committee. They learned everything and they did everything for every crusade. We did it ourselves without involving anybody.
J'ai insisté.
We never paid anybody.
J'ai insisté que mes directeurs apprennent à le faire. Yeah. Et ils l'ont fait pour toutes les croisades. On n'a payé personne.
Mighty works,
des œuvres, des grandes œuvres,
come from the wisdom of God's word.
Vient de la sagesse de la parole de Dieu.
If you are going to be wise,
si tu seras sage,
it means you think in a particular way.
Ça veut dire que tu réfléchis d'une manière spéciale.
Maybe you yourself, as a pastor, you should become a lay pastor.
Peut-être toi, en tant que pasteur, tu dois devenir laïque.
Yes. Maybe you should return. Reverse and become a lay pastor.
Peut-être tu dois retourner et devenir un pasteur laïque.
Yes. 30 members and you are collecting a big salary from the 30 members.
30 membres et tu es payé par ces 30 membres avec un
and
gros salaire.
And it irritates the members.
Et les membres, les fidèles sont irrités.
So maybe you should resign from the church and be a lay pastor.
Peut-être
but you see that you and your wife are seen as the people who are receiving all the church's offerings and the church members resent it.
Les membres, les fidèles de l'église voient,
they resent it.
Toi et ta femme en train de recevoir le salaire et ils n'aiment pas ça, ils n'apprécient pas.
Yes. People have thoughts in their mind, they are not saying their thoughts.
Les gens pensent, ils ont des pensées mais ils ne le disent pas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you are the one who has to become a lay pastor.
Peut-être c'est toi qui dois devenir laïque.
And stand in the church and tell them, look, I'm not being paid by this church. Don't think, when you see me wearing new shoes, don't think of the shoes. Don't look at the shoes twice.
Et quand tu vas te tenir à l'église et tu regardes les chaussures, il faut leur dire qu'il ne faut pas regarder mes chaussures. Je travaille.
As a minister, you must know what people are thinking, even when they don't say it.
En tant que ministre, tu dois savoir ce que les gens pensent, même quand ils ne le disent pas.
One day, I bought new shoes and I went to church in a church which was a small church.
Un jour,
and
j'ai acheté.
I could see that they were all looking at my shoes and calculating which shop maybe I bought these shoes from and so on. One day I was with a brother in the church. He told me, you bought your shoes here, you bought this here. He was trying to point out all my things. This is from here, this is from here. So I said, look at somebody.
Un jour j'étais à l'église, il y a un frère qui disait, oh, tu as acheté tes chaussures ici, ça tu as acheté ici. Il voulait savoir où j'ai acheté mes affaires.
This is how people think.
C'est comme ça les gens réfléchissent.
People are thinking.
Les gens pensent.
And you are also happy, you and your wife, you are the main people in the church, living somewhere, paying rent, doing this, and the church people are annoyed.
Et vous, toi et ta femme, tu es vous êtes à l'église.
They are annoyed, I tell you, when they
see you. Les gens sont en colère quand ils vous voient.
They are not happy when they see you, I'm telling you.
Ils ne sont pas contents de vous voir, je vous le dis.
They won't say it, but that is the reality.
Ils ne vont pas le dire, mais c'est la réalité.
Yeah. You have to know when to become full time.
Il faut savoir quand travailler à plein temps.
Yes. Full-time ministry, premature full-time ministry, destroys churches.
Travailler à plein temps de manière précoce détruit les ministères.
If you have 60 members in your church and 60 members are paying tithe, by all means they will analyze that it is our contribution that when they see you in a shop, they say this man is using our money.
Quand tu as 60 fidèles dans ton église et ils te voient dans un magasin, ils vont dire, ah mais cet homme il est en train d'utiliser notre argent.
Huh? Yes. One day I went to a restaurant and I saw my church member there. On Sunday evening restaurant.
Dimanche soir, je suis allé dans un restaurant, j'ai vu un de mes fidèles là-bas.
As soon as he saw me, he shouted, "Hey!"
Dès qu'il m'a vu, il a crié, "Hey!"
You have come to use the offering here this evening.
Ce soir, tu es venu utiliser l'offrande.
He shouted in the whole restaurant.
Il a crié dans le restaurant.
He shouted in the whole restaurant.
Dans tout le restaurant, il a crié.
You've come to use the offering.
Hey, tu es venu utiliser l'offrande
this evening.
Ce soir.
That is how people think.
C'est comme ça les gens pensent.
It is good that we have such people because these people are the trumpets which announce what people are thinking that they are not saying.
C'est bien d'avoir de telles personnes parce que ce sont ces personnes qui disent ce que les autres pensent et ne disent pas.
Yes. Even the pastor's children, they see the pastor's children say, going to this school, how are they paying those school fees? It is our money that they are using to pay those school fees.
Et même les enfants des pasteurs, quand ils voient l'école qu'ils fréquentent, ils disent, ah, c'est notre argent qu'ils utilisent pour payer les frais. Scolaire des enfants.
This is why people don't want to work for God and work for the church.
Voilà pourquoi les gens ne veulent même pas travailler pour Dieu ni pour l'église.
So as a pastor, you have to know there is a time where you must work. Your wife too must find a job. And if you have a wife who doesn't want to work, you get up and you say, "My friend, arise and shine, for the light is come." Hein?
Il faut travailler. Aussi ta femme aussi doit trouver un travail. Si elle ne veut pas travailler, il faut insister qu'elle se lève et qu'elle aille travailler.
It's too early to become a full-time first lady.
C'est trop tôt de devenir la première dame à plein temps.
When we started our church in London,
quand on a commencé l'église à Londres,
for many years,
pendant plusieurs années,
our bishop,
l'évêque,
our bishop who is there,
l'évêque qui est là-bas,
he was working in a factory.
Il travaillait dans une usine.
He was carrying boxes.
Il transportait des cartons.
Yeah, he was recently the chairman of the lighthouse. He handed over. He was carrying boxes. Come, when I go to London, he cannot come to the airport to meet me because he's at work.
Quand j'allais à Londres, il ne pouvait pas venir à l'aéroport parce qu'il était au travail.
At a certain point, the church. You don't have to collect. So the people get annoyed. One day, one of the church members saw him, was working with him. The member said, the member was the supervisor at the factory. And the member said, Pastor, I cannot stand it. I'm going to sack you tomorrow. I can't stand looking at you carrying these boxes away. It pains me.
Et le membre qui était son patron a dit, Pasteur, je vais te virer demain parce que
I have to sack you
ça
tomorrow.
Me fait mal de te voir en train de transporter les cartons. Je dois te virer.
When you see my bishops, they have done many things.
Quand tu vois les
this évêques, one I sent him to Takoradi. Stand up. He was a doctor. I sent him to Takoradi. I said, I didn't send him. Go and get a go and receive salary. I said, go there. Just go. I don't even know what else. I said, go. It means go and find a job.
Cet homme, il est médecin. Je l'ai envoyé à Takoradi. J'ai dit, va seulement. Je lui ai pas demandé de
trouver un travail. Go ye therefore means go and survive.
That's right.
Aller partout veut dire va et trouve un moyen de survivre.
Go and survive.
Va survivre.
Come on. Stop sitting down and saying,
we are waiting for money to come to us from our sponsors. Our sponsors are going to send money to us. Hallelujah.
Arrête de dire que les sponsors vont envoyer l'argent.
Jesus said where to go. He said what to preach. No salary.
Jésus a dit où aller, ce qu'il fallait prêcher, mais il n'a pas parlé de salaire.
Yes. That is why Africa has been now left to other religions. Do you know other religions? Do you think they are giving them salaries to build their temples all over the place?
C'est pourquoi l'Afrique maintenant est
giving them any money.
Aux différentes, à différentes religions et ils ne sont pas payés pour construire leur temple.
To build 1,000 churches, you need 990 lay pastors. Laymen who are not paid. 990, 10 maybe have to be paid. But 990, you don't have to pay.
Pour construire
99, you don't have to pay them.
1,000 églises,
il and faut... if you can't teach them, then you are the failure because you failed to teach your sons what to do.
Pour construire 1,000 églises, il va falloir que tu aies 990 pasteurs. Peut-être 10 personnes seront payées à plein temps, mais 990 personnes doivent travailler de manière laïque.
It doesn't mean that it is always nice. People all want to be lay people. No, I've had people who want desperately to be full-time, and because we don't allow it, they left the church.
Il y a des gens
I have people like that.
Qui voulaient travailler à plein temps, mais ils n'ont pas, on n'a pas accepté, donc ils ont quitté l'église.
And many of them really struggle.
Et les gens se battent vraiment.
Really struggle.
Ils ont...
There is a time and a place to sacrifice for Jesus.
Il y a un temps et une place où tu dois te sacrifier pour Jésus.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Deutéronome chapitre 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Deutéronome chapitre 6.
Yes. Verse 20.
Le verset 20.
Now. Many of us do not have good sons.
Beaucoup d'entre nous, nous n'avons pas de bons fils.
In the ministry.
Dans le ministère.
Yes. Good sons.
Les bons fils.
You cannot tell them what to do.
Tu ne peux pas leur dire ce qu'il faut faire.
To have sons, people you can send and sendable people, you must be able to train your son.
Pour avoir des fils, des gens que tu peux envoyer, il va falloir les former toi-même.
It says, and when thy son asketh thee
quand
in
on...
time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you?
Quand ton fils te demande,
then thou shalt say unto thy son.
Verset 21. Tu diras à ton fils.
Hein? You explain to your son.
Tu vas expliquer à ton fils.
We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt.
Nous étions...
And go through the whole thing. The Lord brought us out of Egypt. to your son. You take your sons through the statutes and the judgments and the scriptures and the word.
Il faut enseigner tes enfants les paroles, les jugements et la loi, la parole.
And explain the background of lay ministry.
Et expliquer l'arrière-plan du ministère laïque.
The Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Pharaoh, upon Egypt, and on Pharaoh before our eyes. And he brought us from there that he might bring us in and give us the land which he swore to our fathers.
23.
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes. You see, these are things you have to sit down and teach people who are sons of the ministry.
Ce sont des choses que tu dois enseigner aux fils, les fils du ministère.
If a person is not a son, you cannot tell him anything to do.
Si la personne n'est pas un fils, tu ne peux pas lui dire quoi que ce soit.
When my son finished school,
quand mon fils a fini l'école,
I told him, do this.
Je lui ai demandé de faire ceci.
Work here.
Travaille ici.
And he did it. And I told him, go and start a church in Belgium. He went to start a church in Belgium.
Il a fait. J'ai dit, va commencer une église en Belgique. Il a fait.
Yes. When he finished, he went to come. I said, no, stay here and work with this pastor.
J'ai dit non. Il voulait retourner. J'ai dit non. Arrête.
For a reason.
Avec ce pasteur pour.
And when he came to Ghana, I sent him straight construction site. Go and work in the construction site.
Et quand il est arrivé au Ghana, je lui ai demandé d'aller construire.
And from there, I made him start a church in the sunshine without any canopy, without any roof, without anything. I said, go and stay here and start a church with nobody. We are having our church here. You be here and have the church there.
Et après, j'ai demandé qu'il aille commencer une église sans toit, sans bâtiment, et il l'a fait.
He started with 3, 6, 7 people, started to find people, and it's working.
Et il a commencé avec 6 personnes, 7
personnes.
Your
son is somebody you can tell, this is the reason we are going to do this, we are going to do. My son, I sent him to London to start a church more than 20 years ago. I was 23 years ago. I told him, you cannot be paid. We cannot pay you. Stay here. Do the work of God. His wife is the one who's looking after many of you board members. Fly in to come and look after you. Listen, people have gone. It's your son in verse 20. He says, you command them, you show them the statutes, the judgment. You take them through the. That's why you have nobody, because you can't sit people down and teach them. And remember, it's monkeys who don't gather their followers to teach them.
Tu n'as personne parce que tu ne peux pas les rassembler et les enseigner. Ce sont les singes qui n'arrivent pas à rassembler des personnes pour les enseigner.
Apes.
They cannot
gather people together and teach them.
Ne peuvent pas les singes.
But human beings,
les babouins,
we can. Look at verse 20. When thy son asketh thee, he said, oh, what are we doing? Why do you work at the factory and you are in the church? Why do you do this? When your son asks you, what means the testimonies? What's the meaning of this book, Lycos? What's the meaning of this book, church planting? What's the meaning of these judgments? Why did you take that decision? Then you tell your son and you explain to the son what I have explained, that to create a spirit of sacrifice, drive away selfishness and make people work for the Lord and take away the spirit of the vampire who is sucking the blood of the church. Explain it to the people.
Quand ton fils pose des questions, tu expliques ce que c'est, esprit de vampire, ceux qui sucent le sang de l'église et détruisent l'église en même temps. Il faut les expliquer.
And you have so many people.
When you have
to take your sons and go through the messages I gave you, pastors of thousands.
Quand tu
take them through 1,000 micro churches. Take them through, expect great things. Take them through obligations of Christian to the heathen of the world. Take them through. Take your son. You don't have good son because you don't teach them the statutes, the judgments, and the testimonies of the Lord. That is how come you don't have anybody.
Tu n'as personne parce que tu ne les enseignes pas, les statuts, les jugements et les commandements de l'Éternel. C'est pourquoi tu n'as personne.
You don't have anybody. I'm showing you what to do to have 1,000 churches.
Je te montre ce qu'il faut faire pour avoir 1,000 églises.
When you sit people, sit them down like this.
Tu vas les faire asseoir comme ça.
and take them through the statutes.
Et tu vas les enseigner.
But you see, if it's not in you, you cannot give it out.
Si ce n'est pas en toi, tu ne peux pas le donner.
Do you know something?
Est-ce que vous savez quelque chose?
I've had different singers in my life and ministry.
Dans ma vie, dans mon ministère, j'ai eu différents chants.
There are times I give songs, I say, sing this song.
Parfois, je donne un chant, je dis, chante cette chanson.
When they sing it, I see that they don't like the song.
Quand ils chantent
cela, they are singing because I said they should sing it.
Je vois qu'ils n'aiment pas la chanson, mais ils chantent parce que j'ai demandé qu'ils le chantent.
Yes. Ida was not like that. That's one of the differences.
Ida n'était pas comme ça. C'est ça qui fait la différence.
From day one, the song I gave her, I said, sing this song. Can you sing this song? She sang it. But the others, when I give them, I feel that like, this man, he has these old-fashioned songs.
Les autres, quand je donnais les chansons, ils disaient, oh, mais ça, ce sont des vieux chants quand même.
Like, they called it old school.
Les chants du vieux temps.
Old school and new school.
Du vieux temps et
and I'm old school.
Et moi, je suis du vieux temps.
One time, I gave my worship leaders, I said, sing this song. The next week, they came and they sang the song. Whilst they were worshiping, I got up, I said, these people don't love the song. You cannot sing something that is not from your heart. You cannot preach something that is not deep down in you. All these things I'm saying, if it's not in you, look, you'll be standing there wondering why you are not having a lot of people and why you are poor.
Si ce n'est pas en toi, tu ne peux pas enseigner aux autres. Et tu vas te demander pourquoi tu es toujours pauvre.
This give thyself holy conference. You have made me whisper.
Pendant cette conférence, vous m'avez fait chuchoter.
Yes. Yes. Let it be inside. When it comes out like this, it comes out. We can feel it.
Que ça vienne de l'intérieur pour qu'on puisse ressentir.
Jesus said, that which cometh from within.
Jésus a dit, ce qui vient de l'intérieur,
is what can defile you.
C'est ce qui peut te changer,
because
te salir.
It is only when it is from in that it has any kind of power, whether good or bad, to defile or to make you whatever. It's when it's from inside.
C'est quand ça vient de l'intérieur que ça a du pouvoir pour te changer ou te transformer en mal ou en bien.
I can stay with laymen, professionals, businessmen. I'm very comfortable with such people.
Je suis très confortable avec les laïcs, les hommes d'affaires, les gens comme ça.
I actually enjoy their company.
J'apprécie leur compagnie.
Yes. Many of them are working.
Il y a beaucoup qui travaillent même autour de nous.
I'm comfortable because I believe that a layman must work for God with all. Whilst you are in school, you work for the Lord. When you finish, you work for the Lord. I've always been full time. I've never changed.
Moi, j'ai toujours travaillé à plein temps, ça n'a pas changé. Mais je crois aussi dans le ministère laïque et travailler avec les gens qui travaillent.
People used to tell me, Brother Doug, take your time.
Les gens me disaient, mais frère Doug, va doucement.
Take my time.
Va doucement.
Take my time about what?
Je dois aller doucement par rapport à quoi?
My soul followeth hard after thee.
Mon âme court dur après toi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look, you know what? I'm giving you the wisdom that will make you have 1,000 churches.
Je vous donne la sagesse.
Qui you cannot pay 990 of them, you will not pay them.
Qui te donnera 1000 églises et 990 pasteurs, tu ne vas pas payer.
You'll be like Jesus. You say, go, the Holy Spirit will give
you. Tu seras comme Jésus. Tu vas dire, va, et le Saint-Esprit prendra soin de toi.
Yes. And you do mighty works.
Et tu feras de grandes œuvres.
I have a pastor in Solomon Island. Do you know Solomon? Check your map. Do you have a phone with a map?
Est-ce que tu
Solomon
as...
Island. Check Solomon Island and Vanuatu. Can you see how to know how to go there?
Une carte and sur ton portable et chercher les îles Vanuatu. Salomon.
Even
Vanuatu.
You can Google it. Vanuatu.
Cherche Vanuatu.
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 It's not in the Volta region. It is far away.
Ce n'est pas dans la région Volta du Ghana.
You people, you don't have Google on your screen there. You should be able to help us. Far away.
C'est très loin.
You cannot. How do you do this work? You need people who love God.
Tu as besoin des personnes qui aiment Dieu, sinon tu ne pourras pas faire ce travail.
Many church members will relax into simple come to church on Sunday and go away.
Beaucoup de personnes vont s'habituer à venir le dimanche à l'église et puis partir.
That's not a good church member.
Ce n'est pas un bon fidèle à voir.
He will soon leave your church even.
Il va bientôt quitter ton église même.
Take your church members with you one step ahead.
Amène tes fidèles avec toi un pas en avant.
Let them rise up and work for the Lord.
Qu'ils se lèvent et travaillent pour Dieu.
Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, I'm raising up an army of laymen.
Lève la main et dis, je lève une armée des laïcs, des hommes laïcs.
Say, I am ready to be a layman myself.
Dis, je suis prêt à devenir un ministre laïc moi-même.
Do you know when I became a pastor? I was a medical student.
Vous savez, quand je suis devenu pasteur, j'étais à l'école de médecine.
I went for lectures.
J'allais pour les cours.
And I was Pastor Doug.
Et j'étais Pasteur Doug.
Wow.
Wow.
I was a medical doctor and I was a pastor.
J'étais médecin et j'étais pasteur.
One Sunday I went to the ward. I had to do, I did a ward round before I came to church. There were some emergencies. I just told Bishop Saki, look, I don't think I can make it. There's something on the ward. I have to sort out some patients. So preach duty, do you remember?
Yes. Une fois, j'étais à l'hôpital, je travaillais, il y avait des urgences, je ne pouvais pas aller à l'église, donc j'ai demandé à l'évêque Saki de prêcher.
Just sort it out.
Il faut que j'arrange des choses.
The next Sunday, there was no such case on Sunday morning.
Le dimanche suivant, il n'y avait pas un tel cas, une telle urgence.
Keep moving on.
Je continuais.
A good lay pastor is usually a good full-time pastor.
Un bon pasteur laïque, normalement, il est aussi un bon pasteur à plein temps.
A person who refuses to be a lay pastor is a dangerous person.
Une personne qui refuse d'être laïque, il est dangereux.
From my experience.
De mon expérience.
No, you have to be paid. I mean, this is my profession. I need to start.
Payé. Il faut que je commence à être payé.
Ah, what is this? Solomon Island. Hey. You see, it's very from the Volta region of Ghana.
Voyez que c'est très loin de la région Volta du Ghana.
You are going to have churches in all these places.
Tu auras des églises partout dans ces lieux.
Abraham, stand up.
Lève-toi.
Can you imagine yourself having 1,000 churches?
Est-ce que tu peux imaginer avoir 1,000 églises?
Is it possible?
Est-ce que c'est possible?
Possible. I'm showing you how the wisdom.
Je te montre comment avoir.
If you feed the people with these seeds.
Si tu sèmes ces semences dans ces gens.
Don't expect salary. Don't think of the church for money ever again.
Tu leur dis, il faut pas penser à l'argent quand tu penses à l'église.
You have the churches.
Tu auras les églises.
Yes, that's the work of God.
Ça,
the people will be healed of selfishness. They'll be healed of laziness.
Les gens seront guéris de l'égoïsme et de la paresse.
Vampirism.
Et aussi du vampire.
They will love God.
Vont aimer Dieu.
Oh yeah. All you will have professionals in the church. They all serve and they will help.
Il y aura des professionnels dans l'église et ils vont tous servir Dieu.
Yes. All big people in church, they want to do something for God. Oh.
Les grandes personnes, ils veulent tous travailler pour Dieu, faire quelque chose pour Dieu.
One rich man said, you know, I like to come to the church because when I come to the church, you don't pick me out and make me sit in the front and be some special. I just myself. They want places to go. That's why the president said that they don't go to church. Because wherever they go, they always big fanfare. They have to sit in front. Everybody is looking at whether they are saying amen or whether they are writing notes or they are sending WhatsApp on their phones.
J'ai un homme riche dans mon église. Il dit qu'il aime.
Or whether he's sleeping.
Parce que tu ne fais pas de moi quelqu'un de spécial. Je suis normal comme tout le monde.
You are receiving the wisdom for 1,000 churches. Stand to your feet, everybody.
Lève-toi, tu es en train de recevoir la sagesse pour avoir 1,000 églises.
Tomorrow morning we are starting early.
Demain, on va commencer tôt.
But right now we are receiving an impartation of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands.
Maintenant, nous allons recevoir une impartation du Saint-Esprit. Lève la main.
Whatever you lack in ministry is being given to you right now.
Tout ce qui te manque dans le ministère t'est donné maintenant.
You are healed of your inability to raise up lay people.
Tu es guéri de ta manque de capacité de lever des laïcs.
God is using you to raise up an army of laymen who love God.
Dieu est en train d'utiliser pour élever une armée de laïcs qui aiment Dieu.
Receive the grace for 1,000 churches.
Reçois la grâce pour 1,000 églises.
Poverty is taken away from you today.
La pauvreté est enlevée de ta vie aujourd'hui.
Many people are describing your mighty works.
Les gens sont en train de décrire tes grandes
œuvres. Mighty works are given to you.
Tu es en train de recevoir des grandes œuvres.
Receive mighty works.
Reçois les grandes œuvres.
Many are sitting down to discuss your mighty works.
Beaucoup sont en train de discuter, de parler de tes grandes œuvres.
People are listing your mighty works.
Les gens sont en train de mentionner tes grandes œuvres.
People are saying that God has used you to do mighty works.
Les gens disent que Dieu se sert de toi pour faire de grandes œuvres.
You will never be ignored from today.
Tu ne seras plus ignoré à partir d'aujourd'hui.
Whatever laziness spirit followed you to this place is cancelled from your life today in
tout
Jesus'
esprit,
name.
Tout esprit de paresse est annulé dans ta vie au nom de Jésus.
Whatever you did not understand, I declare understanding is coming to you today.
Tout ce que tu n'as pas compris, tu comprendras au nom de Jésus.
You are receiving the impartation and the mantle for 1,000 churches in the name of Jesus.
Reçois le manteau et l'impartation pour avoir 1,000 églises.
You are declared a master church planter.
Tu es un maître de l'implantation de l'église.
The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that is happening practically.
La prophétie que tu crois, c'est la prophétie qui te sera réalisée dans ta vie.
Nations that you thought you could never enter, you are entering now in the name of Jesus.
Les nations dans lesquelles tu pensais jamais entrer, tu vas entrer au nom de Jésus.
I see a chain around somebody's leg.
Je vois une chaîne.
When you were coming, Satan has chained your ankles. But I declare every chain is broken by the anointing today in the name of Jesus.
Tu es libéré de toute chaîne.
You are free to work for God. You are free to do the will of God.
Tu es libre.
You are free from chains.
Tu es libre de toute chaîne.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Now, I see oil.
Je vois l'huile.
Oil to make your face shine.
L'huile.
Oil to make you outstanding. Oil to cause you to overcome. Receive the anointing that makes you shine.
L'onction qui va te faire briller.
Oil. Oil.
L'huile.
I hear the word oil.
J'entends le mot.
Receive
l'huile.
The anointing. The anointing. Oil, oil, anointing, 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 shandala makabalaba, mekabala basandala, haliro mama mama sinto lo mukabandala mama ndere beke mandala babanda, le mama mama shandala baba kabala mama. Pray, everybody, pray, pray. Ask for the Holy Spirit. 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 Shambara lama kabara lama.
Invoke the Saint Spirit.
May Rabba Baba Baba Baba.
Invoke the Saint Spirit.
May Rabba Baba 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 Baba. May Rabba Santo Robo kabara lama Baba Baba Baba. Oriana lama. Oil, oil, oil is given unto thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thanks for your word.
Merci pour cette
Thanks
parole.
For your spirit.
Merci pour ton
we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Nous t'aimons, Jésus.
We praise you, Jesus.
Nous te louons, Jésus.
Receive it. Quiet. Tonight,
ce soir,
whilst you are sleeping,
pendant que tu dormiras,
God is going to send his angel into your room.
Dieu va envoyer son ange, ses anges
dans ta chambre. And something is going to be deposited in your belly.
Quelque chose sera mis dans ton ventre.
You are declared never the same again.
Tu ne seras plus jamais le même.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Reçois-le au nom de Jésus.
Never the same again.
Tu ne seras jamais le même.
Listen.
Écoute.
Many years ago.
Il y a plusieurs années.
It was 31st of December.
C'était le 31 décembre.
31st of December.
31 décembre.
I was invited to a Christian program.
J'étais invité à un programme chrétien.
The first I had ever been to.
C'était le tout premier de ma vie.
During the program, I fell asleep.
Pendant le programme, je me suis endormi.
When I woke up.
Quand je me suis réveillé,
I was completely changed.
J'étais complètement transformé.
Yes, something happened to me.
Quelque chose m'est arrivé.
It was a turning point.
C'était un point de tournant.
Tonight,
ce soir,
when you sleep,
quand tu dormiras,
you are going to wake up,
tu vas te réveiller,
a completely different kind of person from what you
différent.
Came. In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
1,000 churches.
1,000 églises.
1,000 churches.
1,000 églises.
1,000 churches.
1,000 églises.
1,000 churches.
1,000 églises.
1,000 churches. 1,000 churches. 1,000 churches.
1,000 églises.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Not by might.
Ce n'est pas par la force.
Not by power.
Ni par la puissance.
But by my spirit.
Mais par mon esprit, dit l'Éternel.
May the grace of Jesus Christ.
La grâce de Jésus Christ.
May the presence of God.
La présence de Dieu.
May the river within you flow.
La rivière en toi.
May you be empowered to do the will of the Lord.
Que tu reçois.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
La puissance de
faire. You are declared an overseer of 1,000 churches. In Jesus' name.
Tu es surveillant de 1,000 églises au nom de Jésus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering and you may be seated.
Acclame très fort le Seigneur et vous pouvez vous asseoir. Seigneur et vous pouvez vous asseoir.
Look, do you believe in things?
Est-ce que vous croyez à ces choses?
Believe a lot of things.
Il faut croire à beaucoup de choses.
You know, this afternoon when I was ministering, it was like this. Not that it was like the spirit just whispered in my. This one will release a lot of people.
C'est comme
give
si
them
le
the vision. One thousand. Ernest, do you understand? You 1,000 churches.
Esprit me disait toi. Est-ce que
all
tu
of
comprends?
You bishops.
Toutes les évêques.
Thousand.
Mille églises.
Thousand.
Mille.
Yes. All of you. Some of you are not even pastors, but I'm telling you, one write it somewhere down.
Certaines personnes, vous n'êtes pas encore pasteur, mais je vous dis, il faut l'écrire quelque part.
Believe
mille
it, believe
églises,
it.
Faut le croire.
Yes. It will guide you. See, your preaching will be directed.
Votre prédication sera dirigée.
Be directed to the right type of preaching.
Tu seras dirigé vers la bonne prédication.
It's only a certain type of preaching that can bring churches.
Il y a seulement un certain type de message qui va apporter des églises.
Only a certain type of preaching.
Un certain type d'église de message.
That can bring laymen. Teach your sons to obey. Tell your son, look, you are my son. No ministry now. No full time work. Do this. You are my son. It's the right thing. At the right time, you come.
Enseigne only your son. À tes fils seulement.
Only your real sons.
Les vrais fils. D'apprendre comment travailler et le temps où ils vont travailler à plein temps.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Reçois-le au nom de Jésus.
You'll never be called empty or barren again.
Tu ne seras jamais appelé stérile ni vide.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to go because tonight. You will be visited in the night.
Tu dois partir parce que ce soir, tu seras visité la nuit.
You will be visited tonight.
Tu seras visité ce soir.
Do you believe in things?
Est-ce que tu crois aux choses?
Amen. must believe in things.
Tu crois à ces choses, il faut croire.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.